and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender. For the next 30 minutes, you'll hear a now word from God. And now, Messenger Metric McGillender.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my wretched soul. And oh, yeah, and look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. For after he saved my wretched soul, he chose in my earthen vessel as an instrument to carry his name before the kings, the Gentiles, and the children of Israel. Yo, Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And oh yeah, by the grace of God, we know that Jesus is the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Abba, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the grace of God which you gave us in your Son through the faith, and that we were crucified with him. I pray that we would be enriched by his resurrected sinless nature in all utterance and in all knowledge of Christ's sacrifice for us, even as the testimony of Christ living through us is confirmed in us, so that we come short in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, whom shall also confirm us crucified to the end, that we may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. And let all of them that have found this secret hiding place, let them say amen. You know, the Bible clearly tells us, cry out and shout. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, inhabitants of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Well, the Bible says that blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord. And as always, we must first give thanks to God the Father, who sends his love to you this morning, and God the Son, whom his love is unconditional, and God the Holy Spirit, whom his love he declares that he will never leave us nor forsake us, for we can do nothing separate from him. And oh yeah, I thank God this morning for you, the few of you that have tuned in, for the Bible tells us that many are called, but only a few are chosen. And what a wonderful time to be dead and our lives hid with Christ in God. Colossians chapter 3, verse 3, it declares. And as usual, if you have your Bibles this morning, you turn your Bible to Matthew chapter 10. And once again, the Holy Spirit will make an attempt this morning to bring you out of the darkness of religion and ask you to come and rest into this spiritual promised land. Come and rest in this only sure hiding place. Oh, praise be to his holy name. Matthew chapter 10, and Jesus said, started in verse 32, he says, whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father, which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father, which is in heaven. And Jesus said, think not that I've come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at war against the father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's foes shall be they of his own household. And he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. And he that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loses his life for my sake shall find it. He that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man reward. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, truly I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. Oh, praise be to his holy, holy, holy name. The Lord, our living God, the Lord, our righteousness. The Bible tells us that in his days, Judah shall be saved. And this is the name whereby he shall be called the Lord, our righteousness. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 6 declares, Jesus tells us, think not that I'm come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. Jesus said, I came to set fathers and sons against each other. Oh, hallelujah. And the same will be true for mothers and daughters, as well as mother-in-law and daughter-in-law. And Jesus went on to say, and a man's foes shall be they of his own household, his family members. Meaning, those who do not believe in the preaching of the cross will turn on those in their families who do. You see, they can't hear Jesus' voice. That lets us know that he that taketh not his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. And he that findeth his life shall lose it. And he that loses his life for my sake shall find it. You see, Jesus tells us that if the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own, but because you're not of the world, therefore the world hated you. John chapter 15, verses 18 through 19, and declares. You see, the word of God tells us, for if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Romans chapter 8, verse 13, and declares. The Bible tells us that living according to the flesh is a life outside of Christ. They cannot submit to God's word and cannot please God. For the Spirit of the Lord says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 declares. So the Bible tells us, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, Romans chapter 10, verse 17, and declares. The Spirit of the Lord said, I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee. And we put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 18, and declares. The Spirit of the Lord also says, for he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measures unto him. The Father loveth the Son, and hath given all things into his hand. And he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son should not see life, but the wrath of God abiding on him. John chapter 3, verse 34 to 36 declares. And the Bible says, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. So let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 15 through 16 declares. You see, while we are tempted and often fail, Jesus Christ, the founder of our salvation, was tempted in every way we are. But he and he alone remain sinless. And the Bible says, for he, God, made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him, that we may be made the righteousness of God in him. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21 declares, and ye know that he was manifested, that word manifested, means came in the flesh to take away our sins, and in him is no sin, and to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. 1 John chapter 3, verse 5 declares. And the Holy Spirit tells us in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 5, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. See, we as the bride of Christ, our faith is in a baptism of death with Christ on the cross. See, our sin nature must identify with his death, for Christ did not die for himself, he died for us. Oh, hallelujah. You know, it's not surprising to us, the bride of Christ, but the devil's sons behind the pulpits and their followers are unable to understand the preaching of the cross, for the Bible tells us it is foolishness unto them. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18 declares, and that is because their father, the devil, was blind as well to the law of faith. The Bible tells us, referring to his messengers, those that bring forth this glorious gospel of the kingdom, the doctrine of Christ, Jesus Christ, and him crucified, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained and before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 6 through 8 declares. You see, this is a sad saying, but many people following lying preachers, eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the devil has destroyed your firstborn. And now he's licking his lips, sizing up your next child. You see, the devil couldn't understand how God, who quickened the dead and called those things which be not as though they are. Romans chapter 1, verse 17. So God called Jesus' sin, oh, hallelujah, and we that follow him through this one faith, he calls us righteous. Oh, bless his name this morning. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Again, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21 says, for he had made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. You see, Jesus, oh, hallelujah. See, Jesus had to die. He had to die, not only to rain down on us that innocent, precious blood that washed us with hyssop, cleansed us, made us whiter than snow, that wiped away all our past sins, but also he had to die in order to prepare a place for us to die by faith. For the Bible tells us, for the wages of sin is death. You see, the enemy knew he had man. The moment man ate from that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the devil knew it's over now. I got you. For the wages of sin is death. You know, the Lord revealed to me just the other day while meditating on the goodness of God. He revealed to me that man was so messed up, so wicked, so out of control, that man forced God to leave home. Man in his wickedness, his evil, forced the holy God to get up off of his throne and come down in order to save man from himself. Oh, hallelujah. You see, God would not take that cup from Jesus, and neither will Jesus take that cup from you. You see, we have to die in order to live. That's no other way around it. We have to die in order for Christ in his resurrected sinless nature to live through us. Otherwise, he's unable to get in us, and the door is shut for us to get in him. You see, the Lord he's such a good God, and all the time he's good. But you see, God is not going to change, my friends, for us. We have to change for him. You see, this gospel of the kingdom is a mystery that was hid for ages. Only the Holy Spirit can reveal this truth unto you. You see, many have eaten from that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, meaning God's word and man trying to interpret its meanings. You see, we can't understand what the Bible is relaying unto us, trying to explain unto us, without the leading of the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit opening this book up for us, it will not be open. We will not find this way. We will not be able to find this truth. We will not be able to inherit this everlasting life. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. The Lord is good. The only problem is none of us are good. The Bible says, no, not one. You see, when we first get saved, then that precious blood of the Lamb wipe away all our past sins. Now we starting out anew. Well, I know some of your preachers out there, this doesn't apply to them. But everyone that was saved. Oh, hallelujah. Have you committed just one sin since you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Well, by the law of sin and death, well, if you've committed just one sin after you have been saved, then you're still on your way to hell, because that is still accounted unto you. Oh, hallelujah. You see, the Bible says, oh, thank you, Jesus. Then said they unto Jesus, what shall we do, that we might work the works of God? And the Bible said, Jesus said unto them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he had sent. John chapter 3, verse 28 and 29 declares. You see, the Spirit of the Lord said that Jesus' disciples baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus Christ himself baptized not a man when he walked the earth. John chapter 4, verses 1 and 2 declares. But yet, John the Baptist said, I baptize you with water, but one that is mightier than I cometh. He went on to say his laces was not shoelaces. He was not worthy to even unloose. And he went on to say, and he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. So if Jesus Christ, while he walked the earth, baptized not a man, so where is the place in which Jesus will baptize you? Where is this place that he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire? Where is this place? I tell you, my friends, it's at the cross. It's by the faith there and there alone your help wait. Your help that cometh to help you wait. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus, to empower you to live a righteous, holy life. You know, Brother Paul said that the things I want to do, he said, I can't. And that was be holy. But he also went on to say, but the things that I don't want to do are the things I do, sin. You see, Brother Paul, before the Holy Spirit took those 3 years to open up to him this message of the cross, he was like all of us, powerless to live a righteous life for God. For we cannot do it. It is impossible. If we could live on our own, if we could become righteous by going to church, by bringing pork chops, boudin, pig feet to an anniversary, none of these things can save you from the trap that Satan has set up for all mankind. The only escape is death. And you either die now or die later. My counsel to you, you might want to die now that you can live later. You see, dying later is referred to in the Bible as the second death, because those folk in their disobedience and their blindness of heart through following wicked men, they can't see this, that they must die now. For if they do die later, the Bible calls it the second death. And it also calls it the lake of fire. You know, I could come to you guys and tell you about a lot of things. Prosperity gospel, money coming. God gonna build your house without your work. He gonna bless you exceedingly. Oh, I could come to you with those things. But you see, the blessing that God will bestow on all of us is found only in his son, Jesus Christ. You see, the only someone that God favors is his son. The only someone whom God is well pleased with is his son. None of us are worthy for God to be pleased with us. Why is this? We're sinners. Even when we get saved, we can do nothing but trust on the leading of the Holy Spirit to mortify the deeds of the flesh. That's the same trick the enemy set Eve up with in the garden, that Adam, in his move, brought all of this evil on us. Now they just say, if you can be like God. He didn't really mean that. He didn't really mean that. This is what they say. God didn't really mean, you have to really die. You know, yeah, that verse is out of context, they say. I've heard them clowns say that. But you see, it's nothing God do or say that's out of order. God is not the author of confusion. Everything that he does is decent and in order. The flip side of that, everything man does is a mess up. Why? It's only the power that he has. Any work that is being done outside of the leading of the Holy Spirit is a dead work. And what our brother James said about that? Faith without work is dead. What is the flip side? Then work without faith is dead. If you are doing a work that's not led by the Holy Spirit, oh, hallelujah, well, it's a dead work. Only when we trust in Jesus Christ and his marvelous work does the Holy Spirit then place all the work that is done through that earthen vessel by the resurrected Jesus Christ. Then the Bible declares unto us, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. So under the law of sin and death, my friends, that's none good. No, not one. You know, we all are messed up, and we all are deserving of hell and to be burned up every day, whooping and howling in fire. Right now, that's where I'm supposed to be, in hell, on fire, whooping and howling, asking the Lord, oh, help me, but it's too late for help. See, the help is now. Jesus is our present help now. For you can call on him now, and he'll answer. And now he'll show you great and mighty things that you know not. All you got to do is just call on him, and he'll answer, and he will show you these great and mighty things that you know not. Somebody's ready. Pray with me this prayer. Dear Jesus, oh, hallelujah. Dear Jesus, I repent. I confess that I've sinned. I've confessed it. I've tried every way but your way. But now I run to you, to the cross, to you, to die with you by faith, asking that you would rule and reign over my life. Come into my heart and rule and reign over my life. Take charge of my life. Be God of my life. Bring about your life through me. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Well, see, if you just prayed that prayer, then you made it. Oh, hallelujah. We welcome you as a member of the family in the household of God. We welcome you. And we're just so grateful and thankful to be able to come to you. Oh, thank you, Lord. We're the Three of Us Ministries. And yes, I am Messenger Metric McGillner from Pineville. And look what the Lord has done. You know, the Lord's will. We'll be right back here at you next week, same place, same time. And as we try to always remember to say, you know, and invite a friend to tune in next week at this 11 o'clock hour. For who knows? It just may be their time to get in where they fit in Christ Jesus, the only hiding place. We love you guys. And if the Lord's will, we're coming back at you with this love again next week, same place, same time. We love you. Be wise. Love you. Holla.
K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin, The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302.